Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time, and from New Zealand we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled Loving Encouragement.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Sisters, your faith has been a great comfort to us in the middle of our own troubles and sorrows. Now we can breathe again, as you are still holding firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you, for all the joy we feel before our God on your account? We are earnestly praying night and day to be able to see you face to face again and make up any shortcomings in your faith. May God and our Lord Jesus Christ make it easy for us to come to you. May the Lord be generous in increasing your love and make you love one another and the whole human race as much as we love you. And may God so confirm your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless in the sight of our God when our Lord Jesus Christ comes with all his saints. The word of the Lord. In preparing to preach today, I have really enjoyed reading and praying with this letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. It is not one I have studied in depth, so there has been a freshness in its message, and I felt touched by Paul's tender, caring words, especially words of encouragement, and images in both letters. Paul's companion Timothy has returned from his second visit to the people of Thessalonica, and he has reported to Paul on the state of the church. It reminded me of reading the letters our foundresses wrote back to the sisters in Ireland when they came out here to Aotearoa, New Zealand in 1871 to start afresh a new community. The return correspondence, not unlike Paul's, is full of prayer and loving encouragement to face any distress and affliction with deep faith. Paul has made it clear to the people that it was God who decided they were fit to be entrusted with the good news, and that they were not trying to please the people, but rather God, who knew their inmost thoughts. Paul used the image of a mother feeding her own children when he described his love, devotion, and protection for the people. He wants the people of Thessalonica to be ready when Jesus comes in the end time. He warns them, that time we like thief coming in the night, or sudden as labor pains come on a pregnant woman. Are they ready for this visitation? His message is the same as that in Matthew's Gospel. I await each other love and encouragement, strengthening them as you already do. And what of us? This letter could be the Spirit speaking to me, to us. I know in my ministry of encouraging people on their spiritual journey, it is very easy to think I'm responsible to help fix their lives and lead them closer to God. Paul's letter reminds me this is God's work, and as a spiritual director, I am simply an instrument, affirming and encouraging those who invite me to walk with them on their journey. The more I remember God as the director, the guide, then I can hold lightly the privilege of encouraging those I companion, encouraging them to keep their eyes on Jesus, trusting him to be their guide. I am reminded of a favourite quote from Hildegard of Bingen, who said, "Let us be like a feather on the breath of God. I think it's perhaps easy for us in our mission, sometimes anyway, to feel over-responsible, to try too hard, and finish up becoming exhausted. To recognize at the appointed time, grace is given for us to let go, trusting as Paul did that this is God's work. And oh, the freedom and relief when we let God be in control, while we use our waning energy to focus on the mystery, the essentials of encouraging others while we remain grounded in God in the present moment. Enjoy reading Paul's two letters to the Thessalonians to sustain and encourage you in your mission today.